Blog Talk Radio.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signals that read. Buzzing, radar's in buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl, Duckworth said know my words. And Deuteronomy say that we all been cursed. I know he walks the earth, but it's money to get, bitches to hit. Yeah, zeros to flip, temptation is, yeah, first on my list, I can't resist, yeah. Everyone together now, know that we forever buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Alito, greetings, this is El Rashman Bay.
You are tuned in live to another show on our Talk Times of America Network. Black's Law Dictionary Part 1. And tonight's show rather is going to be about law, how to implement law, right, and learning the true meaning of words when they are being used toward us, such as in a legal capacity or in a legal conversation. So that means we're going to get into legalese, etc. Starting a little late, but that's okay. Right on track. As always, I want to thank the Ancestors for allowing me to give out this information to my people and to the world. I say, let's begin. Say, I got a couple of words marked with me. Here I have a Black's Law Dictionary 6th edition. You know, they say it's better to get a 3rd edition and below. Or rather, 4th edition and below, like the 3rd edition, 2nd edition, and the 1st edition. But this 6th edition that I have in my hand will do for the message and the information I want to relay across. Okay. Now, I have here with me co-host. You know what I'm saying? She can chime in if she feels she wants to say anything, regulate or whatever. That's cool. But I'm going to begin
with the definition of color of law. Okay? Color of law. Color of law means. Right. Well, let's see. The definition of color of law is the appearance or semblance without the substance of a legal right. Okay? So it is the appearance or the semblance. It's a front, right? Basically, it's a front. It's not actual law. If it says color of law. Okay? But before I should even begin that definition, let's go and see what does color mean. What is the definition of color or colorable? Okay, let's see. Color is a noun. Appearance, guise, or semblance. Okay? So color is a legal term or in law. It means in appearance, guise, or semblance. Okay? Usually false. Very interesting. Now we're going to move on and read the definition of colorable. It says it's an adjective of a claim or action appearing to be true, valid, or right, intended to deceive, counterfeit. Now, using common, and we just learned a definition of color and colorable and color of law. And then you have a legal designation such as colored man or a colored person. Why would you want to be called a colored person if you know the legal definition? Right? People of color, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying fake people, counterfeit people. Right? Continue on. Don't want to get stuck at one definition. Want to keep it moving. So let's continue. Now, we're dealing with law. We're dealing with legal terms, right? So let's go to the definition of commercial law. The substantive law dealing with the sale and distribution of goods, the financing of credit transactions on the security of the goods sold, and negotiable instruments, which you know can be found in, if I got it right, Article 9 of the UCC, Uniform Commercial Codes. You know, that deals with negotiable instruments such as, you know, checks. That's a negotiable instrument, and various other instruments. Kind of slipping my mind at the moment, but that's one of the negotiable instruments. Letters of credit, you know what I'm saying? And let's continue to move on. Because we're dealing with the United States of America, we're dealing with how are we, and what is our place alongside this United States, which is a corporation, colony. To keep it real with y'all. And just to show you how real what I'm actually trying to relate to you. It's not something fake or fraudulent. It's an actual fact. Let's look at what is the definition of a city. What is the definition of a city? This is in Black's Law Dictionary, 37. The definition of a city. A municipal corporation, usually headed by a mayor or governed by a city council. Okay. So that's the first definition of city. A municipal corporation. Did you know that just that a city or cities are actually corporations? Did you know that there's a distinction between Dallas County and the city of Dallas? In law, when you have of, the word O-F, of, when you place that in a sentence or before a proper noun comes a corporate or commercial term. County of Dallas, right? And I'm going to get a little deeper into the wordplay and the semantics and just how it is. It's important so you know how to distinguish yourself between the real and the legal terms that's being used against you. Okay? And you're going to find out that the United States of America and America are two different things. America is the land. United States of America is a corporation. Okay? Has a Brad Street number. Okay? This means that it was registered with the Secretary of State, Brad and Pitt number. But again, let's continue. So we don't want to linger too long up certain words. We want to keep it moving and going. So look up another word. And again, we're dealing with commerce. We're dealing with legality. We're dealing with all the words in a word for now. Let's move on to another word. Have a lot of pages marked here. Kind of hard to choose which one do I want to read from. Let's see. And tonight also, just alert, make y'all aware of I don't have my computer. So those who called in or plan to call in, I won't be able to receive your call on this show, unfortunately. But here we are. I have a word here that's called denationalization. Okay? To know the meaning of, because it's being done to you to this day. And when I say done to you, I mean indigenous people of America and the world. Denationalization. Okay, this is this is dealing with international law. This is the highest law that it gets. There's no law higher than international law, okay? And the definition of denationalization is the unilateral act of a country in depriving a person of nationality, whether by administrative decision or by operation of law. Okay.
So depriving a person of their nationality, whether by operation of law. Huh. Well, let's break it down some so we can get a better understanding of what the meaning of denationalization. Let's see if we can find operation of law. Operation of law. Hey, here we are. What is the meaning of operation of law? It says the means by which a right or a liability is created for a party, regardless of the party's actual intent. And then it says, because the court didn't rule on the motion for rehearing within 30 days, it was overruled by operation of law. So now dealing with operation of law, there's a law, and it begins in after 3 days, 72 hours. A contract can no longer be terminated, but within 3 days, 72 hours, you can terminate any contract that you may have created or signed into. Okay. So that's operation of law. So let's keep it moving. I want to discuss naturalization and nationalization. What is the meaning of naturalization and nationalization? Okay, the definition of naturalization is the granting of citizenship to a foreign-born person under statutory authority. Okay. What's so important about naturalization? Is that is the legal process that immigrants or aliens who want to become a part of the United States Corporation must go through. Okay. Now let's go to nationalization. What is nationalization? Not natural, but nationalization. Okay? Let's see what is the meaning of that. Okay, here we are. Nationalization, the act of bringing an industry under governmental control or ownership, or the act of giving a person the status of a citizen. Now, let's look at the definition of nationalization, which is the root word is nation or nationalize. So let's look at the definition of nationalize. That means to bring an industry under governmental control or ownership, to give a person the status of a citizen. So once again, you find to give a person the status of a citizen. See, what you're saying is that everything in the universe has a status. Okay, that just means its specific designation, its place, its role in the universe. Okay, that status. The rock has a status. You have a status. Your mom has a mom is a status. Dad is a status. Brother is a status.
right? The sun has a status. The earth has a status, okay? A role and designation that it must play upon. Go to the origin or the definition of status since we're on this page. What is the definition of status? Let's see. Okay. Status is a person's legal condition, whether personal or prioritary. The sum total of a person's legal rights, duties, liabilities, and other legal relations. Okay. A person's capacities and incapacities, right? A person's legal condition, insofar as it is imposed by the law without the person's consent, as opposed to a condition that the person has acquired by agreement. Huh. By the status or standing of a person is meant the position that he holds with reference to the rights which are recognized and maintained by the law. In other words, his capacity and enjoyment of legal rights. Introduction to Roman law. Okay. The word status itself originally signifies nothing more than the position of a person before the law. Therefore, every person except slaves who were not regarded as persons for legal purposes had a status, but as a result of the modern tendency towards legal quality formerly noticed, differences of status. Huh. That's some very important material I was reading from the Book of English Law, okay? Status, nationality. Land, aboriginal title, estate, domicile, trust fund. These are some of the words and definitions you should go over, review, and you should know. The show is coming to an end, and I would like to conclude by thanking everyone for tuning in to another show on our Talk Times of America Network. This is L. Rossman Fake. With that being said, your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are no one. Juanish, thank you.